If not, we'll move on to citizen participation. And if anyone has something they'd like to share with the court, just please step up to the mic and state your name and your address, please, so people can hear it, understand it. Senator Westerfeld.
Thank you, Squire Chancellor Whitney Westerfeld, 9361 Old Fort Hill Road, Crofton, Kentucky. I just want to say thank you to the court, Mr. Sawyers, for working hard on the ordinance, and I'm grateful to see it on the agenda today for its first reading. I appreciate your all's support. I hope you'll vote in favor of it when the time comes. But I'm eager to see the ordinance pass and become part of the record and the law here in the county of Christian. So thank you all very much. I know there are others that probably want to speak, but I wanted to say first my word of thanks for the time and the effort you've put into it. And again, I'm grateful to see it on the agenda. Thank you all.
My name is John Bruce, 6220 Tyler Ruff Road. And first thing I want to do is thank you. Many of you are going to be completing your service to the fiscal court. I know you've done what you think is the right thing, and I want to thank you for your time and effort in doing so and the service you've provided over the years. Secondly, come January, I'll represent the citizens of the 8th District on this court, the MWC, over my right shoulder. And they're very concerned that most of them come out of the Dogwood area where the solar farm project is proposed. I'm concerned to be swayed to reduce the setbacks that are in the proposed ordinance. I hope that does not happen. And if you do, then the ordinance should know, I'll pursue revising this in January when I sit on the court. If the project were moved just a few miles north into the mining reclamation areas, then we need to talk, okay? I realize the change of the project, from very lucrative to just lucrative, but the reception might change a lot with a small location change. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jamie Harris. I live at 9575 Greenville Road, and I'm here in support of the solar panel at Dogwood Corners. I represent a family who owns one of the farms, and we are in contract with them, honoring our father, who got into contract with them in 2020. And we do intend and hope that in this ordinance you consider all parties. I understand the opposition, and I understand there needs to be an ordinance, but I do feel that this is just a means to an end of the solar project, a 2,000-foot setback line. So I'm asking today that you consider all parties in your ordinance decision and, again, voice my support for the solar panel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else on any other matter? Please step up.
Good morning, I'm Crystal Park, and I live at 7969 Wood Road. And I don't think hardly any of you beforehand, and I just wanted to thank you personally. And I've spent some of you hours on the phone with you, and I get to know you, Ms. Ferguson and Jerry, and I just thank you for your time. You didn't have to talk to me. You didn't represent me, my district anyway, and you didn't have to spend that kind of time with me. And I know you took a lot of time out of your personal time and nights, Ms. Ferguson. You talked to me. I just want to tell you that I really appreciated it, and it means a lot to my family. And I get emotional about it because it's my home. And I just want to thank you very much.
Anyone else like to speak to the court? on the solar panel matter or any other matter.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kenneth Miller from Pool Mill Road, Crofton. We have property on Dogwood Kelly Road. When I signed in on the solar project, I had no clue that it would maybe stir up some feelings, maybe resistance. I guess I want to do my part in trying to keep peace in the community. And I guess in my thought in all this, what I was thinking is, you know, there's been a lot of concern on emissions and stuff, you know, trying to have clean air. And as far as a solar project, you know, thinking solar panels would be a means of clean air, providing power. We all depend on power. We're pretty concerned when our power gets shut off with power outages and so forth. So in all this, I know, you know, there will be someone will have to make some sacrifices in order to make things happen. And you know, either way it goes, I want to be open to solutions. And like I said, as far as, you know, having distances from Homestead to the project, you know, I have no problem with that. You know, if we could have something in a reasonable distance, but I think we do want to consider the thought of, you know, with clean air and all that's been promoted, solar panels would be clean air. And you know, there's been a lot of, with the coal mining and stuff, you know, trying to use coal to produce power, I thought, you know, this would be a lot cleaner project. But like I said, trying to just be a kind neighbor and do my part, and just, I thank each one of you for all you have done in this. And I know that this, someone's going to have to, you know, there will be things where people will have to, you know, be willing to work together to make it work either way it goes. And so I just want to thank each one this morning for your time, and wish each one God's blessings.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak?
My name is Wayne Hunt. I live at 1000 Wayne Hunt Road, Determine, Kentucky. I've learned a lot about solar since the last time I saw y'all. I didn't know much about it. I'm not against solar. I'll tell you that one more time before I say it all the time. I'm not against solar. But I am for solar, being where solar belongs. It is one of the biggest threats to the food supply of this country, anything I've seen. I had no idea where it was until this came up here. Spent a lot of time in Louisville yesterday with Agribusiness Association. What I'm most worried about, I think we tried to create a document and say, we're not telling you what to do, you properly, you can do this, but you should be thinking about this. But if you want to agree with the people, you can do what you want to do. Basically, I think what it says, setbacks gives you some parameters to work off of, like to me. It is no question that today the people involved in solar aren't looking for the best places to put solar. That was a general conversation I've been in since left here. Solar has a play. Has a place. Coal mines are a perfect place for it, too. I don't know what the situation is, but I bet any money it costs more to put it there. It's the easiest to put it on production agriculture. Just go under and lay it down. That's it. Nothing else. You might spend anything. These folks got, I don't know how much money, but what I've seen, money's not the object for. They got whatever money it takes to get control of that property. That's all the government program for clean energy. It is clean energy. I've invested in solar on every building we got that we're building. And we're in six states. But production agriculture is the main asset of this country. It's what puts that food on the shelves. We already go to the grocery store today, there's empty shelves. We're wondering what's happening. Theoretically, as loose as it is today, they could cover every acre if they want to and offer so much money. You can't hardly turn it down. That's the way it is. That's the real fear. the money that they actually can offer. Well, and in all fairness, some people don't get a fair shake either. I could show some documents if you could have got this, you'd have held out with the law. That's how big the pot of money is. I think that's the thing we're doing. I think yesterday they said, what's Christian County doing, Wayne? And I said, I can tell you what we're trying to do. We're trying to suit everybody the best we can and protect as many as we can and still not interfere with the business of the community, because agriculture is the main business in this county. We're the largest business here. If they covered up every acre with solar farms that it could fit today, H&R would be here. We're six states. We're almost a $600 million business. Every penny ought to flow back to this county every night. Every count swept, every line comes here, over 9 yards. I could feel a little bit alike some almost. When you add up here, all of a sudden, Christian County's agribusiness today is well over $1.5 billion coming back to this county. Seymour Milling Company, ConAgra, Continental Mills. They're here because agriculture was here. Seymour Milling Company, when they came here, only employed 13 people. They didn't even get any state money to come here. You know why they come here? Because this was one of the number one wheat counties. I'll never forget economic development. Bless their heart, they were great people. When Seymour Milling came touring, they called me and said, Wayne, there's a flour mill over here. We wouldn't want nothing like that. Well, it's dusty and all that stuff. We don't want anything like that. I said, I don't guess we would. We're just the number one wheat county. I can't see why we want a flour mill. But what draws Continental Mills? Because they don't have any freight on their flour. They blow it right across the driveway. Brought all those jobs to Christian County. And when they got ready to enlarge their business, they wanted to go somewhere else. They said, oh, no, you can stay here. We do what we can. We couldn't do much, but we kept them. U.S. Tobacco Company. Just think, we're the most vertically integrated ag county in the state of Kentucky. From ground up, you can see your Starbucks coffee mixes made. You can see your Krusty's pancake made in Christian County. And we can make a pizza in Kentucky today and not cross I-65 in the state of Kentucky. I own the Ag Development Board and Ag Finance Corporation. Been on there 22 years. Only guy been on there 22 years. Pay my own, don't pay anything, but we've had the biggest effect on agriculture of any money. Where do we get our money? The tobacco buyout money. The governor gives us that money. A group went and we brought that money back. We didn't lose all the tobacco income. We got it back to invest in the county, in the state. I think we've done the best job. I could show you, we just got a grade of what we've done in the last 20 years. This is one of the most diversified ag states today of any state in the union, in the country. We're actually so diverse. We got horticulture, we got shrimp, we've invested in so many different things that diversified, and we don't feel tobacco. We lost tobacco. Tobacco was people's well-being. It's how they sent the kids to school. Like, not when we lost it, it was a terrible thing. But fortunately, the governors in Kentucky did a good job of theirs. I didn't have anything to do with it. Tennessee put theirs in the general fund. We've handled like maybe $600 million, maybe more, I don't know. We're working in livestock now. I'm dedicated to livestock. I don't have a cow one. That's been my life. I'm for what makes it better. I'm saying we were sold. I'm not throwing sold away. But everywhere I've spoke, and I've spoke several places since I left y'all last time, said it has a place, but it's not the easiest place. The easiest place is a flat production agriculture ring. That's the easiest place. Don't cost anything to put it on their heart. I still have asked the question everywhere I've been, how can I reclaim it and put it back in agriculture? If you file bankrupt, if you go away, what can I do with this farm if I can't get my money from property? I've yet to be shown a single place that a farm has been recovered and put back in agriculture. It even caused me to think about what I've done. I put it on building. I got to thinking, suppose if something happens, I don't get my money and I got to recover it off these building tops. What am I going to do? I didn't think about it. They have a solution for that. Take it off, be a little 4-inch, a little square one, and have 4 screws in it. Just have to take them screws off and put rubber washers on it, put them back in, and hope it don't leak. That's what I'm not bothered with it, because I think that's where it belongs. It belongs on rooftops. It belongs on non non-productive farmland. It belongs to things that can't be used for anything else. And Kentucky has a lot of that. We're inundated with strip mine, just right up the road here. But you got to spend more money to do it there. I don't care what. It's not feasible to do, because 2,000 feet's not going to be feasible. That's yours. I think you can make a deal, if I understand. If you want to make a deal, something you make, you can do it. But that whole circle, your neighbor might not can do it. These people right here, draw us here, these small people that's around their houses, we didn't even know what's going on. That's how dumb we are sometimes. We didn't realize this. It was out here in the numbers it was. But yesterday I found out it's all over. I brought up one podcast. We got stores in Alabama. We're six states. I should show you some people. It's a 1,375 acre solar farm. Right in the middle of a family farm right here. He couldn't buy this farm because they had so much money. He couldn't even touch it. He tried to buy it. He worked the farm. He took it out of his operation. He couldn't even buy it. The money was so big. But I can't tell. I can't see. I'm not sure what we've done if we could do anything about it either. I don't see any houses around here either. It's in an isolated area. I think that could happen here. I think we have a 1,600 acre tract in Logan County already tracked off. I run into it the other day. Some's in it, some's out. Some think about it, some not. I'm not sure where it is, really. Everybody has some reservations. And really, when you look at that contract and says, it's a 50-year deal, it's got the leases here, and then you can eat them out here. And then when I watch them build this one on the industrial park over here, I'm saying, I can see now why it'd be pretty difficult to reclaim it if we got concrete, things like that, that they may find something different. But my two cents worth is we're trying to best, and I appreciate you all. I told you the first time you should be leaders in the state of Kentucky because we are leaders in agriculture in this county. And we're on the chopping block. If solar is turned loose to do as they see fit, we're on the chopping block to lose that industry wherever we are. And I appreciate you. Appreciate you trying to. Y'all done a great job of trying and listening to stuff like that. We appreciate you.
Thank you,
Mr. Tunnett. Would anyone else like to speak? Don't be bashful. Well, hearing none, we're going to move along then.